and I'm striving. I don't know what you call that type of one is. It's just a striving watermelon. But they all be, you know, good watermelons.
Ever heard
of
one called a rattlesnake?
Oh yeah. A rattlesnake got stripes on it, sort of like that one there, but being different shapes, you know, on that rattlesnake one.
Do you know if there's any way of telling what color meat it's got without cutting it open? Just by looking at the outside?
Well, no. But now, what you go by, see, when you buy the seed, where they have the name of that watermelon on this paper and tell what color the meat be.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, a boy paid what gave me that and passed you on a truck. He had some, now that's a red meat there.
Yes, ma'am.
And then he had some, a yellow meat. And I didn't forget what you call those yellow meat watermelons. Some people like them, but I never cared too much for them. It's good watermelon and everything, but I never cared too much. Give me the red meat.
Yes, ma'am.
And they are real good.
What kind of trees do y'all have growing around here?
Well, now there's a pomegranate right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right here behind you there. It's got pomegranates on it.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is a, what you call a China bowl here.
Mm-hmm.
And those over there are what you call pecan trees. Now, that's, and I do have a plum tree in the back, but I don't know, somehow or another it looked like it's dying. It didn't bear this year, but it usually be just, the tree be full of, you know, red big plums, sort of like apricot plums.
Yes, sir.
But this year it didn't have any on that. It looked like it's trying to die. I guess it was too dry or something.
Yes,
and that big one over there, now that's what you call an oak tree.
Do you have different kinds? Or?
Yeah. You have what you call a white oak tree. You have a regular oak tree. And then you have a, what you call a water oak. And then that other one over there, that's a pine tree. So that's mostly, oh yeah, and further down there, lady got some, what you call a willow tree. Down. But most through here is pecan trees and those China bowl trees. Oh yeah, we have a mulberry tree too.
Yes, ma'am.
And some mulberry trees don't have no berries on them. And then there is a mulberry tree that has the nicest berries. And it's just like a blackberry.
I see. Do y'all have any magnolia or sycamore on them?
No, I don't have no sycamore, but that tree over yonder, I call that, I don't know if that's a magnolia tree, that green tree with that wide leaf.
Yeah,
she crossed the street there.
Kind of shiny leaf.
Uh-huh. She crossed the street on there. Oh yeah, I got one around there to call a worm tree. Oh, and that tree got another name. See what it's named.
Means they're kind of those Chicago ones, too?
You right.
Mm-hmm. We got a cow loose
down the road. No, she's tied.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. But she just tied close by the road. Now that name is, you know, sometimes I think, I wish I had kept one of my cows, because it's such a good place to buy a chance for a cow. All you got to do is tie them out there, and they feed their own self.
Yes, ma'am.
That man milks that cow and sells milk and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, most people won't. It's the straight cow milk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you ever, we're talking about plants, have you ever gotten this stuff that'll make your skin break out and itch?
Poison ivy.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You allergic to it?
Yeah, I sure am. Now that's one of them I'm allergic to.
Do y'all have a bush around here that has red berries on it called either a sumac or shumac or something like that?
Let me see where, who got it. I don't know, it looked like to me. This girl right here got a little green bush and it has red berries on it.
what do you call it? A shoemaker or sumac? You ever heard that before?
No, I don't know what it's a shoemaker. We always call it a Christmas boot.
Christmas boot.
Yeah, we always call it a Christmas boot. I know the time you're talking about. I think this girl right there got one of those little bushes, and they have stickers on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves, you know, too.
Have you ever known this great big thing, orange, that people take and make jack-o'-lanterns out of at Halloween time?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, pumpkin.
Yeah, no, I've never. Yeah, my mother did raise some of them once, but I've never just said my feelings. But I did raise what you call a...